had some fly poison or something here, and the little kids came in, and one of them was about to put his hand in it, what would you say to them?
I'd say, no, that's poison. That'll kill you, boy. Mm-hmm. And now that's another thing that makes me mad. I read and hear, watch on the television, and hear about these women go off a shopping or visiting, leave the kids in the house, and the house catch a fire, and maybe two or three, four or five burn up by that. That's rough. What do they want to fasten them up and then go off and leave them for?
Makes you just wonder if they don't enjoy making them so much that they want to get some out of the way.
No, that's right.
Well, that's something we don't do.
Oh, my mother went across the street for something. Mother ought to take some of them with her when you went across the street or let them outside or something. You can't tell what a bunch of little kids are going to do.
That's right. Get a match.
That's right. Start a fire somewhere or do a lot of things. Maybe if they gas it where they can turn it on without any fire to it. Oh, there's a lot of things they can do.
If you didn't have a match, and you wanted me to go in the kitchen, what would you tell me to do?
I told you what I wanted you to do. If you was going in there to light up something, I'd say, well, turn on the light or turn on the stove or light up the stove.
Well, if you wanted a match.
Oh, would you bring me a match, please, sir?
Did you have a game when you were a boy, where you chose up sides, and one side would score a point? What did you call it when you scored a point?
Well, we'd do that playing ball, you know. We call that a score,
mm-hmm.
Or a tatty, whichever you might want to call it.
Did you have anything you called a goal or a ghoul?
No, we didn't have any of that then. No basketball or anything to use that, or football.
Mm-hmm.
About all we played. Now, we played one game, before I got beat at the mountain much, when I was a pretty good target.
Mm-hmm.
They called bullpen. That's what boys get off down on the creek and scoot out about 150 yards, full flat branch, no trees on it. And make a great big old ring. And get in there, and there'd be one over here, and one over there, and maybe one over here. And they'd have, supposed to have an old yarn ball, you know. And they'd throw through there, and if they hit anybody, why, you was out, you had to get out of the ring. And I want you to know them old big boys, of course, they'd be the first to get a hold of it. And they didn't just throw it through there to hit you, they throw it through there to see how hard they could hit you.
Mm-hmm.
We learned to be pretty good dodgers. Then we played town ball, and we played basketball, what we call scrub, baseball line, you know. And then we played dare base, black man, and all such stuff as that. Us boys is pretty husky here. We put in our recess and noon hours. We worked out pretty strong. We see who's about the fastest man on that. And if you went around that base, you know, and didn't get caught the other side of the base, why, you got to pick your man that you wanted out of that bunch.
Hmm.
And I mean, you start around that base, you better be tuned up and ready, because they'd be cutting in on your mirrors. But then when they got off of their base and got the crowd, you know, why,